Oh God, our Father, as we bow before you right now, we pray that you will bind the powers of darkness within and without. Oh God, our Father, deal with those who tamper with the things of Satan. Oh God, our Father, bring the real issue out into the open. But we pray right now as we open the eternal Word of God that the blood of the everlasting covenant will so protect the Word in us, protect the lambs, protect the sheep, and our Father, remove the goats. Do your own work right now. Amen. Please open the Word of God to Matthew 22, verses 23 to 33. Bring your Bibles to church with you. You need the Word of God open. You need to check the preacher, and the preacher will check Satan. The Word of God reads this way: the same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, if a man die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third unto the seventh. And last of all the woman died also. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Beloved people, underline that in your Bible. Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. Now, briefly this morning, we're going to have a look at the importance of prophecy, and it'll only be briefly. Now, the Bible is the only book in the world that gives us an accurate forecast of the future. Now, astrology will not give you an accurate forecast, even though many Christians turn to the stars week by week to see what they say. But as we open the Word of God, we see that it is prepared by God himself to give us exactly what the future holds. Now, I know that there are many people today who think that the subject is too involved and too difficult. And the reason why they think that is because Satan has blinded their eyes. He has not only blinded their eyes, he has closed their spiritual hearing. In my last church, way back in the early 70s, I spent 3 years at night in the evening sermons. 3 years, and I only finished the first 4 chapters of the book of the Revelation. Satan blinds your eyes. He deafens your spiritual hearing. But prophecy can be fully understood when it's seen in the Bible in light of its fulfillment. And all the main lines of prophetic truth revealed in the Bible will only be understood, beloved people, when we obey them. 2 Timothy 2:15 makes it very clear. And I want to put the emphasis for you this morning on the word obey. And when you read and discipline your mind to read and study the Word of God and obey it, it is then that you will understand it. Because it is then that we become spirit-led Christians in our study of God's truth. And we will never, ever be guilty of speculation. Now, some people I know say that the prophetic outlook is a very dark one, and that to study it leads one to be pessimistic. But a born of God believer can never be pessimistic. If he is, or she is, they need to have their salvation questioned. You see, in 1 Timothy 4:1, the scripture says, now the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now you're beginning to understand why I pray, why I preach with urgency. Beloved, we're in the latter days. Our Lord is on his way back. And all around us today, there are the doctrines of demons. And even this week, as I did some research, I was again studying the doctrine of demons. Now, if we neglect this passage of Scripture or any other prophetical passage of Scripture, we reject the Bible. We reject the Word of God. Again, let me take this example from Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5, where our Lord is speaking. He says, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." There are many today who have the spirit of deception. "There shall arise," he says, "false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, inasmuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Beloved people, the hour is late. And I want more than anything else in the ministry that God has given me in this place. And I'm staying here by God's grace for a number of years. So you better get used to the preaching. But I'm telling you this, that you need to learn the Word of God. You need to memorize the Word of God. You need to soak the Word of God into your soul. Because the days are coming when many will forsake the Lord Christ. You've got them now. They're all around you. They're all running after the false Christs and the false prophets. Now I want to say to you this morning that the Scriptures cannot be rightly understood or unfolded if the prophetic sections of the Bible are neglected. And if you do not know anything about the movements of Satan, we're going to teach you just how subtle he is. We're going to teach you what his strategy is. And how in this last decade, he swarmed and swamped many Christian churches. He's even led many preachers astray. But you see, the Word of God, in all of its completeness, has a unity running through it. For example, if the New Testament is in the Old Testament concealed, and the Old Testament is in the New Testament revealed, then we must study both old and new in order to gain the message of the complete Bible. Now there is a special reason why we should search and study the Word of God and understand and believe the prophetic Word. In Luke 24, you know the passage all too well, where our Lord is on the Emmaus Road. And he's speaking to those two on the Emmaus Road. And he uses a little word called all in his particular revelation of the Word of God. Here is the Lord setting his seal upon the reliability and the authority of the prophetic writings of the Old Testament. Where did he begin? He began back with Moses, with the law and the prophets and the Psalms. And he began to unfold a word before their eyes so that they could realize that it was he, the Lord Christ, that was in their midst. One of these nights, in a few weeks' time, when I finish the series I'm on now, I'm going to preach a sermon on the modern day movement of the tongues movement. And I hope you're here to hear it. Because you see, the tongue is the most deceptive thing in the world. And here in Luke 24, as our Lord unfolds all of this beautiful teaching, we see that it constitutes a strong reason why we should study these prophecies, especially as they reveal the Lord Christ. Jesus said in John 5:39, he said to the hearers of that day, "You search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. But," he said, "they are they which testify of me." Now you know as well as I do that there are already some fulfilled prophecies in the Bible. And they confirm the inspiration and the accuracy and therefore the authority of the Bible. Because all of the prophecies that have been fulfilled have been literally fulfilled to the T. You know the prophecy relating to the coming of our Lord. And they were written hundreds of years before they were fulfilled. You know the prophecy relating to his first coming. Isaiah 40 verse 3 tells us how John the Baptist was to be Christ's forerunner. Isaiah 7:14 says that Christ would be born of a virgin. Micah 5:2 says that Christ would be born in Bethlehem. Isaiah 53, you know that chapter well. It says that Christ would be the sin bearer of his people. Zechariah chapter 11 says that Christ would be betrayed and sold for 30 pieces of silver. Psalm 22 says that Christ would be crucified. Isaiah 53 says that Christ would be buried with the rich. Psalm 16 says that Christ would rise again. Psalm 68 says that Christ would ascend on high. Beloved people, the hour is late. Learn the Word of God. Soak it into you. Study it. You say, I'm too busy. How much television do you watch in a week? How many hours a week do you get into this Word? How many hours do you devour the truth? Oh, I'm too tired. I was late getting to bed. Some nights I don't get to bed till 1 o'clock in the morning, but when the alarm goes off, I'm on my feet at 6. Because I don't have too many hours left to study the Word of God, neither do you. You see, it's only by reading and studying the prophetic scriptures can we know what God is doing and thereby be prepared for all that is to take place. You see, the prophetic Word of God is God's blueprint for future events. And there are many scriptures that you can read. We won't have time this morning to look at them. But some examples that you may like to follow, Genesis 18, 17, John 15, 15, and John 16, 4, Romans 11, 25, 1 Corinthians 10, 1, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13. Now I'm sure that we would all agree today that this world in which we live is gripped with fear. But if we are not ignorant and know the prophetic truths, those truths will strengthen us and strengthen our faith in Christ. And the world that is gripped in fear will not grip us. Now, beloved people, I ask you, if we leave God out of our reckoning, how can we help being fearful as we look out on a world such as it is of unrest and violence and hatred? All the prophecy is there, the drug abuse. And do you know that in the book of the Revelation, the Word of God says that in the latter days, drug abuse will intensify, and the word used in the Greek means that it will be drug poisoning. We have a major problem today with drug abuse, alcohol, sexual destruction. And of course, the number one killer in the world at this precise moment is not heart failure. It is AIDS. One out of every four. And how did AIDS come into the world? The Bible tells you. Because of sin. Because of homosexuality and lesbianism and all of that rot that goes with it. And yet I notice some of our young people want to live loose morals. You know, in the midst of this world, we, the Christians, the true Christians, are commanded by the Lord God to warn the ungodly of what is going to happen in the future. But in order to do this, we must be instructed in God's program for the days that are ahead. Have you ever read Ezekiel 33 real closely? Oh, watchmen, watchmen, you warn them. And when you warn them, their blood will not be on your hands, but watchmen, watchmen, if you fail, if you don't warn them, their blood will I require of thee. Oh, there will be many Christians stand before Christ with blood on their hands. Or maybe you don't like that sort of teaching, but it's biblical, and you're going to hear about it. You see, every Christian born of God should be constantly re-echoing John the Baptist's warning of Matthew 3:7, because the solemn words of judgment are written in this book. But in all things, it is only as we understand the prophetic teaching of the Bible shall we be safeguarded against the perils and vices which are peculiar to those or these closing days of the church age. May I encourage you to constantly read 2 Timothy chapter 3 and notice in particular verses 1 through 13. Just quickly look at it. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Open it and put it by your bedside. It's all about the last times. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. There's your homosexuality. There's your filth. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient of parents. Oh, haven't we got a lot of that now? When I do my research in the supermarkets, it's not the parent telling the child anymore. It's the child telling the parent. And do you know that the Bible teaches that rebellion is a sin of witchcraft?
And that goes for anyone in this church also. If you rebel against the word of God, that is a sin of witchcraft. And it goes on to say, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, and despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Oh, if ever we needed to study the word of God and know the Bible, it is today. And we need to study the prophetic word. And we need to know the power of Christ in our lives. In Romans 15:4, we are told three things about studying prophecy. Prophecy will teach us. And through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, prophecy will strengthen us. And prophecy will prepare us for that great day. And the Bible also teaches clearly that there is a special blessing promised to all who will read and study God's prophetic truth. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3 says, blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart, what is written in it, because the time is near. And so as we close our study today, which is just brief, let us close with the words of Revelation 22:7, where the Lord Jesus is speaking. He says, behold, I am coming soon. And blessed is he or she who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book. Blessed is he or she. Beloved people, these 10 studies on prophecy are going to really speak to your heart as they speak to mine. And you're going to find out through the word of God just where you stand. And then when we come to Elijah, and I'm asking the Spirit of God to empower me to preach like Elijah. With fire. My daughter said when she was up here last, she said, oh, Dad, you've mellowed. She said, I don't see the smoke coming off the fuse. I'm about to get into stride, beloved. I've been very gentle for 22 months. But I'm about to get into stride with the Word of God. And the Word of God cuts. And some of that cancer has got to be cut out. Because this church is going to be cleansed for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you lovingly now, if you don't like it, you prayerfully consider where you should be. Because we're going to open the Word of God. We're going to preach the Word of God. It's going to be preached with power. It's going to be preached with authority. May we pray together. Oh God, our Father, we pray today that the Holy Spirit will enlighten us. We know that he will search us out. We know that your holy searchlight will be upon us. We pray right now that your grace and your mercy will be with us now and always. Amen.